at ATIA 2011. This is Michael Loff, and I caught up here with Safi Broxton, the FAST, I call it F-A-A-S-T, providing a variety of quality services for the state of Florida. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about what you do here.
Well, FAST is the State Assistive Technology Program. We're funded through the Department of Education Rehabilitation Services Administration and also the State of Florida Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. And what we do is we provide assistive services and technology for Floridians of all ages, of all disabilities. And assistive technology, as everybody out there probably knows, is anything that assists a person with a disability in living independently and in replacing or enhancing a natural function or capability that they might have through technology.
I think what was helpful for me to understand what you do is on your website you had a list of things, services that you provide, and then you had services that you don't provide. That was very useful to understand what you do. So,
some of our programs include our device lending program, which allows individuals to borrow assistive technology for a period of 30 days at a time. And they can go on to our website, which is www.fast.org, browse for technology, then place an order for it. We ship it to them free of charge, and we also pay for the shipping back. And the purpose of that is to get the technology into the individual's hands, let them use it in their natural environment, at work, at school, at home, and really get a sense of how it's going to fit their needs. Another program that goes along with that is our Assistive Technology Recycling Program, which we run through a website called ATBay. And that allows individuals to post technology online that they want to buy, sell, or trade. And it's user-driven, so much like with eBay, the users communicate with each other and find the technology that meets their needs and match up and make plans to get that technology from one person to the other. It's a great vehicle for AT reuse and recycling. We also offer an assistive technology financing program. It's called the New Horizon Fund, and it funds assistive technology devices as well as startup costs for small businesses. For individuals with disabilities who want to start a small business or a home-based business.
Oh, that's totally awesome. Very cool. Now, how long do you have to reside in Florida before you can use the services of FAST?
There is no time period because we do not ask that a person have a specified time of residence. We don't ask for proof of residence. All we need to know is if you tell us that you are a Florida resident, you're moving to Florida, or you just moved to Florida. If you have a Florida address, you're eligible for services.
Well, very cool. And also, like I said on your site, you mentioned some things you don't cover, which I assume means these are problems that people have and they come to you. So I assume part of what you do is a referral agency. I know some.
Our information and referral is a big part of the service that we provide. We do get, because there does tend to be a gap in services sometimes, and there does tend to be a difficulty for individuals who are just starting to learn about assistive technology to know where to go for services. We do field a lot of questions, and as you mentioned, some of the things that we don't do, one thing in particular, is that we don't purchase assistive technology for an individual. We loan, we offer financing, but we do not purchase the technology, and we do not sell the technology. Our main goal is education, access, and advocacy. We do not do legal counseling, as you mentioned, identity theft issues and the like, but we do have a certified information and referral specialist on our staff, and he provides great information and referral, and he does excellent follow-up with individuals who call, and he really goes the extra mile to make sure that they get to the right place.
Very cool, and I know you mentioned welfare and some other services that maybe people need as they're coming in, some things you don't handle, so great referral services. Let me jump back to entrepreneur opportunity, self-employment. What does someone have to do to prove that they're serious or competent enough to really start their own business before you really get in there and help them out? How does that work?
Well, the first thing that we ask an individual to provide is a business plan. We like to encourage the individuals to use an existing agency, such as the Small Business Development Centers, which are throughout the United States and throughout the Southeast. Specifically, the one that would serve this area is in Atlanta. Use the SBDCs, use SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired Executives, use those resources that are out there to develop and to vet your business plan. And in this way, it helps the individual identify what their needs might be and what their long-term goals are, which greatly increases their chances of getting approved for the small business loan.
Now, have there ever been issues of any kind of discrimination? I saw a bit of that trying to work with SCORE because, I don't say it's because there were retired executives, but just because, you know, they decided that person who might be blind or maybe even a female. So do you give people suggestions if they encounter something like that?
Well, one of the benefits that we have is that we are overseen by a board of directors with an extensive list of experiences and backgrounds in advocacy. Actually, our executive director came from the advocacy background. So while we don't offer legal advice, we do offer a wealth of resources on self-advocacy and client assistance and rights. So we do encourage individuals to research. We do have some excellent resources on our website and that we can mail to individuals if indeed they do feel that they are dealing with a situation where they need legal counsel. There has been discrimination. We are we do provide resources for that. Now, there hasn't been any issues with discrimination with individuals applying to our loan program, and one of the reasons for that is because the way that our Tech Act program is set up is that it's set up to ensure consumer participation in service delivery. So our loans are approved and vetted by board members and staff members who have extensive knowledge in assistive technology and in financing, and people are provided with a grievance process if they feel that something has occurred that was unfair, and it's definitely taken through the proper channels. And we encourage all of our consumers to deal with companies that do have grievance procedures so that they can have their rights preserved and feel that they have some recourse.
Are you seeing a lot of problems on the educational, college, university front? That seems to be something that comes up for me. I keep hearing about students having issues either with proprietary websites on the, or online course materials that aren't accessible. Are you more on the employment side?
Yeah. Well, actually, we really serve all areas, all facets of an individual's life that leads them to independence. And what we do see are a lot of opportunities within education and employment for individuals to have more awareness about assistive technology. And that's one of our key goals. Through our regional demonstration centers, we work with school districts. We work with the existing infrastructure, such as the Fiddler's Tech Loan Library and other organizations that provide assistive technology to students. We definitely work with vocational rehabilitation. Our funding comes through them. And we really believe that education and awareness make a huge difference in the availability, because if you don't know something that's available, then you don't know to ask for it. So we definitely focus on raising awareness, and I think that that's one of the ways that we're trying to help contribute to solving the issue of assistive technology not being available in education and employment. And we work with employers all the time on encouraging them to do workplace assessments, encouraging them to diversify their businesses by hiring individuals regardless of their abilities. And we encourage them to borrow devices and to see how the devices can help an individual with a disability integrate into their workplace. So we offer all of our services to businesses as well.
Now, do you have locations throughout the state where people can come in and do hands-on kind of side-by-side comparisons?
Absolutely. And we really enjoy individuals coming into our centers. We have centers in Tallahassee, Jacksonville, Miami, Tampa, Orlando, and Pensacola. We cover the entire state, and our resource centers offer assessments, training, and they offer device loan. So all of the services can be found at each of our centers. We additionally have a statewide device loan program so that if the device that you're looking for isn't available through your local center, you can borrow it through the statewide program.
Sounds pretty awesome. Can you give a phone number where people can start?
Absolutely. 888-788-9216 is our toll-free phone number in Florida. And I really encourage people to go to our website, www.faast.org, where you can find your local regional demonstration center, as well as specific numbers for specific services within FAST that you might be looking for.
Exactly. Great website. FAST with two A's, faast.org. Thanks a lot. Great resource. I hope many of our Floridians listening will take advantage of it. Live at ATIA, this is Michael Law for Serotalk.